we're glad to be here. This is the first time, I think, in about 60 years that either one of us had to go someplace by ourselves. And we always accompanied each other. And hold her up in prayer. She has some serious physical needs right now. And she wanted to be here, but couldn't. But she's watching all the services online, so we're going to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Notice that it's his calling, his inheritance, his power. In the second chapter, verse 6 and 7, God hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Father, we're thankful to be here today. Our hearts have already been blessed. Lord, we just praise you for your presence. Lord, we ask that your word would go forth not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration on the power and the Spirit of our God. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to look at several lines of thoughts. Let's get to this as quick as I can. About the riches of his grace and the riches of his mercy. In grace, God gave us something that we didn't deserve. Mercy, God spared us from something that we did deserve. And all things were created by him and for him, but they were created for his pleasure. John said, we have received the fullness of grace, where we have received for grace, that is grace piled upon grace, and grace piled upon grace, and grace piled upon grace. I value the grace of God in my life. And there are a number of invitations given throughout the Word of God. And in Song of Solomon, we get a hint in this broader relationship. In 7 and 10, the word says, his desire or his longing is for me. Now say, listen, God's longing and his desire is for you personally. That's amazing. The God that created the universe and spoke it into existence, but he had other plans in mind. He had a desire for you. And the word tells us later in John that Lord's praying, seeking to the Father, and says, Father, all that thou hast given me, I want them here with me that they can share in the glory that I have. His desire is that we be there with him. I hope you have such an equally desire to be with him as he is for you to be there. I talked to a young man one time, and the topic was the second coming of Christ. I said, well, Brother Heinz, I'm not ready. I don't want Christ to come today. But brother, you're going to come out a loser. Be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man suddenly is going to appear on the scene to catch away the bride of Christ. And Paul said, David said, search me, know my heart, know my thoughts, know all about me. If there be any wicked way in me, God, cleanse that. And I'm glad for the cleansing through the blood. There's cleansing through God's precious word, God's grace. And first of all, let's look at this fact that God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved me. The word says, in having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. He became our peace offering, our sin offering. He became our burnt offering. The burnt offering was completely consumed at the altar. With the life of Christ, his life was completely consumed at Calvary. He held nothing back. He didn't have to, but what he did, he had someone else in mind. That's you and I. And I'm glad. I can't comprehend what he had gone through that last week of his life, what he suffered for you and I. He knew no sin, but yet he became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God took my sins and gave me his righteousness. What love. There in 1 John, the word says, well, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. Born in this life, we had nothing. We were born in sin, shapen in iniquity. But one day when I woke up and accepted Christ as Savior, suddenly I'm a son of God. I'm an heir. I'm an heir of God. I've been made a king and priest unto God. Oh, how God has blessed my life. The word said, by this shall you know all men, you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. Saints, we need godly love manifested in our lives. Had an individual been dealing with for some time, one of my relatives. She got into another group of people, women that demon worshiping. She had been saved, been filled with the Holy Spirit, but she took a wrong turn. The more I dealt with her and tried to give her scripture and pray with her, and I began to realize, well, God, I can't change her mind, but you can. She said, well, Uncle David, don't call me. Don't talk to me. Don't have fellowship with me. And not myself, it grieved my heart and yet made me angry. She's losing out on some of the best things that God has for her. I'm glad for God's love, and he was obedient unto death, but the word says, you know, he's bringing many sons into glory. What God did, he did, saints, listen, because he loves you. God didn't look at my sins, that was taken care of. He knew what I was like. But when he died, saint, listen, all of my sins are suddenly washed away in him. Rich in mercy because he loved me. I can't comprehend that love. You can't exhaust it. It's there for anyone that will come. But I'm glad the word says that the Lord was obedient even unto death. He held nothing back. What love. What manner of love God bestowed upon us. I can shout hallelujah because now I'm a son of God. I'm his. He's mine and I'm his. His longing desire is for me, but my longing and desire, saints, is for him. I want a closer relationship with my blessed Savior. I think of the children of Israel in their journeys. They sailed on one mountain, and God finally came to them and said, now look, you have been on this mountain long enough. It's time to go higher. And I began to look into my own life and growing in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior. I'm here, but I want to go higher. I want all that God has for me, growing in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior. You can have that knowledge, saints, when you get into God's precious word. Job said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. How well do you really know Jesus this morning? Is he really your all in all? Is he really giving up everything so-called in this life that he might have the best in your life? Paul said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Give back to God. It should be our reasonable service considering what he did for us. But Jesus said when he came to that place, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I didn't deserve what God gave me. But I'll tell you, I love it and rejoice in it. I praise him for what he's done. I thank him for the name that he has, that name that's above every name. Praise him for his word. I praise him for his holiness and sacredness. But I praise him, saints, he bowed himself low enough that one day I could walk into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Christ. Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Amen. The grace, mercy of God. Yes, God so loved that he gave, but Christ so loved that he gave. He gave everything that he had to offer for you and I, that sinless, perfected life. He became sin. Oh, the riches of his mercy, the great love wherewith he loved us. But then let's look at the line of thought there in Romans 2 and 4, the riches of his goodness. That word goodness in the original Greek is also translated the richness of his gentleness. Paul approached those in Romans, are you going to despise that? You're going to reject what God has to offer, his goodness, his love? You're going to turn away from that? Aren't you glad you didn't? But saint, the richness of his goodness, but the word says that goodness, it leads you to repentance. Now, unconfessed sin brings about a broken fellowship between you and God. And he has nothing to do with sin when you come to him. First of all, remember in 1 John, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. This is my God. God didn't look at me, and I've seen so much of this in the years past. The condemnation that people have towards each other, the anger, the bitterness they have towards each other. When I came to him, the word said, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. God didn't come to condemn me. He came to save me. Oh, saints, aren't you glad for that kind of love? And that goodness, it leads us to repentance. David said, God, search me, try me, know me. But oh, he didn't want anything between him and his God. I was reminded a number of years ago, I'm not proud of some of the things that I had done when I was in the military. 19, I ran away. Well, I didn't run away. I graduated on Wednesday night, and that following Friday morning, I was in the Air Force. My dad walked in, had all these people on the table, and said, well, son, what are you doing? And this master sergeant kind of looked at him and grinned and said, well, he's mine now. But when I look back, and I've learned over and over again, God didn't condemn me. He brought me out of darkness and placed me into this marvelous truth of the grace of God. I've been preaching this for 60 years. Nothing better in my life than Jesus Christ and his grace and his mercy. I have nothing, but now I have everything. You realize how rich that God has made you? The word says that he never remembers your sin again. He puts them behind his back. He puts them in the sea of forgetfulness. I told the children of Israel, your sins and iniquities, I will remember them no more. The reason because they had confessed that to God and God was gracious to forgive. The riches of his goodness. It seems it's hard sometimes that being brought to this avenue of gentleness. When my wife and I first met in Western Missouri, we dated for 3 months and got married. But when I looked at her, there was a gentleness and a tenderness and a sweetness about her that I couldn't pull away from it. And you know, when I go to prayer and seek God, there's just a gentleness, a tenderness that draws me to Christ. The word says, he said, well, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Over and over again, invitations to come to him. There in Revelation 4, I believe it is, Jesus said, well, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he'll dine with me. More invitations to come to Christ. Oh, Saint, listen, we're living in a violent, cruel, angry, bitter world. And I'm glad in all of this, Saints. I love one of the verses that I really loved when I went through surgery was Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. My brother said, text back and forth. He said, well, David, no such thing as a perfect peace. I said, well, go to Isaiah 26:3. God said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Well, we have one individual came by one night, drove by the house, and began to shoot off his pistol. Luckily, none of it hit our house. I come out, open the door, look, and he was going around the corner. It's everywhere. But you know, there's a deep, settled peace and grace that God places in your heart that only he can give you. God hasn't given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a disciplined mind. That comes in a close relationship with Christ. All the riches of his love, the riches of his grace, the riches of his goodness that leads me to repentance. You can have a desire for him all you want, but saints, if there's a hidden sin in my life, God will back away from it until that's taken care of it. Remember years ago, we used to sing a song, I haven't heard it for quite a while, but gone, gone, gone. All my sins are gone. Buried in the sea of God's forgetfulness. All my sins are gone. Oh, saints, he made you fit for heaven. One day when we see him face to face, I'm going to shout, praise God, I'm here because of you. I can come boldly into the throne of grace because of you. I can walk into the Holy of Holies because of you. God looks at us, he knows our weaknesses, our frailty, what we're going through, our down city, and our uprising. When I got halfway through Thursday, they came to me, well, Ms. Hines, you're going to have to get off and get on another plane. And the Lord instantly brought scripture to my heart, and Romans 8:28. I said, God, why didn't you show me that verse? He said, oh, listen, brother, he said, I've got you exactly where I want you. And what God had in all of that, I don't know, I don't understand. But the devil failed and God won. Oh, how sweet the love of God. Then we think of the riches of his glory there in Romans 9 and 22. The riches of his glory and the vessels of mercy. The vessels of mercy are anyone that have accepted Christ as personal Savior. I don't understand. Our finite minds really can't comprehend all that God has in store for those that love him. Yes, he reveals them unto us by his Spirit. The deep things of God will reveal them to us. But to notice that his riches, his glory on you and I. Now think of what he's done. All that he is, I'm an heir to that. You realize how rich you are in Christ tonight? How blessed you are in him? And all the glory that he has, that he wants to pour it into his people. He said, I'm holy, be ye holy. And I'm glad for him. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Says, I'm going to see him as he is. I'm going to be just exactly like my Savior. His desire that we stand before him holy and without blame in love. This is what he has done for the human race. Don't tell me you don't have time for God. Give yourself to him. That's the best thing you could ever do. Yield yourself to him. I've often gone to the 1 Thessalonians 4 that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, showing his power and his authority. The dead in Christ shall rise first, but then we which are alive and remain suddenly are going to disappear. I like that song. Do it if you want to. Don't look for me. I'm not going to be here. One of these days I'm going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, but all the riches that he has in store for his people. One of these days, by his grace, we're going to rule and reign with him in eternity. Think of what he's offered you.
Everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What else could you ask for? I have Christ and need nothing more. I have him and that's enough. Oh, the riches of his glory. I long to see him face to face. Paul said in Philippians that we are changed from image to image, like unto his glorious image. Right quickly, I might try to wrap this up, but there in Philippians 4:19, his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Paul said, but my God, I don't like those two words, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I've dealt with some that were drug addicts. I've met your need. Young man was alcohol. God said, I've met your need. But when you come to him, we must come in faith, believing that God is able to do exceeding abundant above all we're able to ask or even think. I've never seen a time, maybe I've opened my eyes more, but where many of God's people are being tested to the uttermost, almost pushed against the wall. Say, well, God, you know, how much longer? I can't stand this. How much longer? He's the potter, we're the clay, but he's molding and making into our lives that which is going to bring glory to him. Like that song, it will be worth it all. when we see Christ. It will be worth it all. Seen some that have trouble financial, some spiritual problems, some in depressions, some in anger, and all of these things, you could put it in a bucket, as it were, and put them at the feet of the cross. God said, I have supplied all your need according to his riches, not mine, his riches. All his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Well, I take a time in past history when we stepped out and started serving the Lord. Boy, the pressure was on financially. First job my wife had, she was making like $1.25 an hour. Now people just kind of laugh at that. You know, they want $10, $20, $30 an hour. And boy, it came a time that the pressure was on, and so, God, how am I going to meet these needs? Don't forget Philippians 4:19. And go out to the mailbox, and there will be an envelope, no return address, nothing but maybe $400 or $500 wrapped in cash, wrapped in a piece of paper, stuck in an envelope, and sent to us. Saint, listen, God never forsakes you. He never walks away. He knows what you can take and what you can't take. But the word says he's a very present help in the time of need. When I need him the most, he's there. About a year ago, my kidney quit. They rushed me to the doctor, emergency room. Like I said, I went out like a light. My wife was sitting in the waiting room for the doctor to come out, and nurse came out with all of her wisdom and knowledge. And she said, well, Mr. Hines, I don't know. So you need to call your family and your kids and get all the family here. And so we don't know if we're going to be able to pull your husband out of this or not. She said, well, I'm not saying he's going to die, but you get your family here. I said, well, that's all right. The family began to pray, and I woke up, and God healed my kidney. Saying, listen, the devil can fight. He can do everything he can, but I'll tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Give all your cares over to him. Why? Because he cares for you. I'm glad for the riches of his glory, his mercy, his grace, the goodness that leads me to repentance. Jesus put it this way, without me, you can do nothing. It says in 1 Corinthians 15, the word says, I'm more than a conqueror through him which loved me and gave himself for me. But God bless these words to your heart. I guess we're going to have a special song about it.